for the second stage though. And everywhere in school, the session was palpable. We were going to play the Italians. Dirty bastards who thought nothing of the odd dive here, the dirty tackle there. We knew that at the end of everything, like the British commentator said in the 82 World Cup, skill always prevails. At times, my mind went to the country itself. Nothing was happening, no strikes, no student riots, nothing. Ejiro had come back to school after less than a week at home, complaining of the boredom. They said that the winner of last year's election had been abandoned by his friends. His running mate was serving in the junta as the foreign affairs minister. Governors recently stripped of their offices and from both political parties were busy hustling for contracts outside the offices of the military administrators. Nigeria played Italy and we lost. Nobody knew MK had been arrested and thrown into detention a day before. That morning, the rumors began filtering in. Not about MK, no. They said that seven Italians were drug cheats. Italy had been disqualified. Nigeria was going to meet Spain in the quarterfinals. Yay, good news. But it was a fib. The euphoria quickly disappeared. We passed the student union leaders shouting from podiums at the school junctions beside the military vans and finally stopped to listen. What? They arrested MKO? For what? I skipped the demonstrations when they began. They lasted for 2 days, and the only hint of them in our flat was the smell of tear gas filtering in through the windows. At night, when the students had been chaperoned back to the hostels and the town was quiet, my flatmates and I strolled to Estate, to Harry's room, and listened to gist about the wahala. Oh boy, if you'd seen what Swalim did, that guy is a madman, Ejiro said. Swalim was a lunatic who passed for normal because he was so articulate and always impeccably dressed. He had been to FGC Owerri and was currently a year two law student. What did he do? I did not see it. I would have thought it was a lie if I didn't see it, Ejiro answered. I'm telling you, when the tear gas canister landed right beside us, I thought I was dead. If you hear the order. But Swalim, with a handkerchief over his nose, just picked it up, danced around in front of the shocked policeman and threw it back. If you see how the police pick race helter-skelter, it was so funny. But it had been hopeless. The nice officers were replaced by Kurofos from the army barracks, and these fired shots in the air. The students remembered that they had mothers waiting for them, praying for their safe return, and ran. The mothers' prayers were answered. No one was killed.